Welcome. My name is Example. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast. Here we're going to inspire you. We're going to motivate you. We're going to push you. We're going to build you. Any obstacle that you ever encountered, you can overcome by believing in yourself. And here you're going to discover that strength. We're going to teach you how to hustle. We're going to teach you how to grind. We're going to teach you about all those things. Keep it locked in and stay tuned. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast, and I'm your host, Example. You dig? If you're trying to reach us, you can reach us at iamexample456@gmail.com, and you can send your opinions, questions, recommendations, requests for the example of the weeks, anything to that email. You also can follow us on Instagram at I_am_example456 to get your daily motivations and inspirations, those pusher motivations, those hustle motivations and inspirations for you. You dig? When I say that only business, I'm not talking about violence or anything like that. Only business motivations. You dig? Those inspirations that can get you over the hump and push you when you might be feeling down as the entrepreneur you are. You dig? And you also can follow us on our YouTube channel, and you can type in the I Am Example podcast or I Am Example channel and like, share, and subscribe to the channel, because we also post the podcasts or upload the podcasts up there. Y'all can comment in the comment section and have little dialogues amongst yourselves and ask questions on the comments. We'll get back to you. You dig? So we're going to jump right into it. The example of this week is J. Cole. You dig? I just know his rapper name. I'm not going to pull up his government name. You dig? But I was listening to the song, and I just love it. So J. Cole has this whole, I was watching one of his interviews, and he has this whole staying true to yourself essence and vibe about him right now, currently. And he's saying pretty much there's nothing that materialistic things can pretty much replace far as the things that mean the most. Your family, your kids, your children, your nephews, your loved ones, your lover, your wife, your husband, or whoever. You dig? Those are essential pieces of you. Those things can never change. Genuine people, sincere people, you can't replace that with. So you shouldn't. Yeah, we all have to pretty much strive or be business, or we always have to strive and build our businesses, and it's going to take a lot of our time. You understand? So you can't lose what essentially built you to build the business. You can't lose the same family that was there for you while you were building the business. You can't lose them once you acquire the business or acquire your goal. You still have to be with your family. You still have to hold on to what's near, dear, and genuine to you. If they were able to sacrifice with you, then you shouldn't disregard that or, you know, turn your back on them. You dig? So that's an important, essential thing that I took away from J. Cole in that interview. So we're going to jump right into it. The title of this podcast is Love Yours. And that's what's playing in the background. Love Yours. It's important that we put emphasis on who's important to us, who's been with us, who's been genuine and sincere with us, and we have to appreciate them. We have to appreciate, and yeah, I'm mainly talking about people because I just feel that everybody is not alone. It's either a friend that you have, a loved one that you have, a sibling you have, a child that you have, somebody that gives you that push to do it every day, that drive to do it every day. You dig? You should love those things that are significant to you and genuine to you. You understand? I've seen so many people put so much emphasis on materialistic things. And it could be a car, it could be clothes, it could be hairstyles, it could be cosmetics, it could be anything. But they never genuinely are happy because those things are always temporary. The car that you buy, if it's a 2016, you dig? Next year, it's going to be old. The clothes that you buy, whether you bought them, you can't wear what you bought in 2006 and 2000 and so and so. You dig? It's old. Those things, those materialistic things, they not only hold value, they don't hold value to your character, because there's always going to be something better that comes along. You can't keep up with the Joneses because there's always going to be a bigger house. There's always going to be a better car. There's always going to be a dude that is richer or a woman that has more money. You can't have all the money. You understand? There's always going to be something better. So you have to love yours. So what? I remember being in the projects, not even never having my own room until I moved out of the projects. Sharing a room with my grandmother or sharing a room with my cousins, never having my own room until I got my own. My house is not a mansion by far, but it is my house. And I love my house. Yes, it's not as sophisticated or it's not as great as somebody else's house that was built up from the ground up and stuff like that. But they're paying for their house forever. You understand? From where I came from to having a neighbor on top of you, under you, next to you, right, left of you, and right of you. Having a house where I have a master bedroom, a master bathroom, wooden floors or whatever, is a complete upgrade, and I completely appreciate it, and I love it. It may not be on a three-story house that has a basement, that has four garages and stuff like that, but it's mine, and I'm proud of it in comparison to where I've come from or the things that I've had. That's what I'm trying to teach. Like, you don't compare yourself to nobody. We call it pocket watching. You don't pocket watch to nobody because of the simple fact that there's always better and there's always worse. There is somebody who has a way bigger house than me, a way beautiful house, way more beautiful house than me. But there are also people that wish they had a room to sleep in. Not a house. Forget a house. There's people that wish they just had a room to sleep in. And you have to be able to love yours. You understand? You can't keep up with the Joneses. You can't keep up. Mainly what I'm saying is you can't forget where you came from. Especially if your current circumstances are better than your previous circumstances. You understand? If you had sneakers that had holes in it growing up, and you wearing Air Force Ones just because they not Jordans, that doesn't matter. You had off-brand shoes. There's nothing wrong with off-brand shoes or anything like that with holes in them. There's nothing wrong with that. You can't forget where you came from. And so many people forget where they came from, so that they lose humility. I think I'm pronouncing that right. But they lose how to be humble. You understand? And they're in a position to look down on somebody. I'm never in a position to look down on somebody. I'm always in a position to help somebody come up. If they genuinely, sincerely want to come up. Some people are complacent and accept their circumstances. I'm not one of those people. I'm always striving to grow. are striving to build and understand and not have more, but just, I read a quote that said, the day you stop learning is the day you start dying. So if you know how to do better, you should do better. And if you're continuously learning, you should be continuously growing. And if you're continuously growing, you're continuously building. You dig? I remember reading a quote. I want to say it was an article. And they were interviewing Warren Buffett. And they were saying, well, Mr. Buffett, why do you still stay in the same house that you stayed in when you started, or when you was in the process of building? Now, Warren Buffett is worth billions, not millions, billions. And he still stays in the same house that he stayed in when he was building his empire. He said it's comfortable. He said, what I need a big house for, that I probably won't sleep in half of those rooms or anything. I just need something that's comfortable, that's familiar, that's sincere and genuine to me. Same thing with Mark Zuckerberg, the dude who owned Facebook, worth billions of dollars. He drives around in a Prius and has a two-story house, I think somewhere in Jersey. If I'm not mistaken, but I know it's nothing extravagant. I know it's not no $13 billion home that he has. Nah, it's something real small. Kendrick Lamar, worth millions, and has a two-story house, real in a quiet suburb. Nothing real flashy, nothing real big. What you need all that for? Especially if you came from harsh circumstances. You understand? So all that has to be put in perspective. You know what I mean? You have to protect your foundation and not forget about your foundation. And that's something that a lot of fortunate people don't understand. There's a lot of people doing way worse than you. There's a lot of people doing way worse. You understand? So that's something that I constantly have conflict with, because my children are not going to experience what I experienced growing up. So they're going to feel a little bit more entitled. So it's my responsibility to expose them to where it can get worse. And there are people out there doing worse. You're just fortunate. And you have to not be able to acknowledge that, yeah, there are way people doing way worse than me. And you have to appreciate that, because it makes you appreciate what you have and what you've been exposed to. You dig? And I have 3 steps for you to learn how to love yours. The first one, y'all gotta excuse me because it's allergy season. My allergies are really bad. The first one is, you have to be humble. You can't forget where you came from. And you have to understand where you're going. You can't forget the things that made you get where you're at. You got to be humble. The second one is that in order to love yours, you have to move at your own pace. You have to have tunnel vision. You can't be looking at the right of you and the left of you like, well, they're passing me and they're doing this and they look like this and they have this going. Because you don't know what happens behind closed doors. We live in the age of social media. Everybody's okay. Everybody is a baller. Everybody is living that life. But likes ain't paying no bills. You being liked or you being shared or you being commented on is not paying the bills. You don't know what's going on behind that profile that they exposed to the social network or social media. So you move at your own pace. You appreciate what you have. You love what you have currently and know where you're going. And understand where you're going. And understand that you're not always going to be in the same position that you are in today. You should not be in the same position that you're in today 10 years from now. You should not. things should change. You should acquire some things. You should have learned some lessons. A lot of things should have changed. You should not be in the same position that you are in today, 10 years from now. That means you have not grown. You have not done anything, but move at your own pace. But as long as you're moving, that's all that counts. And then the last one, the number three spot, is protect what is sacred to you. It protect what protects your character. There's no amount of money that I can acquire that my sister is not going to still curse me out and keep me down to earth. You know what I'm saying? There's no amount of money that I can acquire that my boss is not going to tell me, like, yo, you messing up, or this is what you're doing. Yeah, they may not have walked the path with me, but I need to surround myself with genuine people that is going to tell me, no, dog, you reaching right now. No. You need to come back to reality. You forgot where we came from. You forgot about your tribe. You forgot about what your upbringing was. Yeah, it's okay to go and travel and be exposed to other cultures and stuff, but never forget where you were born. My uncle told me that when I first moved out of New York. He said, it's okay. It's okay that your mom's is moving you to another state, but never forget where you're from. Never forget what built you. You understand? You have to learn how to love yours. So those are the three steps. The first step is you have to be humble. The second step is you have to move at your own pace. And the third step is protect what's sacred to you. You dig? So let me get out of here. If y'all trying to email us, you can email us at imexample456@gmail.com. And you can send your opinions again, your questions, your recommendations for example of the week. You also can follow us on Instagram on our Instagram profile at I_am_example456. And there you can get your daily posts, inspirations, motivations, your pusher motivations, you dig, your hustler motivations. And you also can watch our YouTube channel, I Am Example Podcast Channel. And we upload the podcast is there, and you can like, share, and subscribe to the channel and comment in the comment section. Have some dialogue amongst yourself. And don't forget to learn how to love yours. Love what you have and love what you have got. Love what you have going on right now. You dig? And I'm going to get out of here, and y'all be safe. All right. One.